Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. My name is Ben Life, and I am going to be hanging out with you guys for the next hour, playing post-rock, as I do normally. The thing to note is that the show used to be from 7:30 to 9, but now talk time is from 7:30 to 8, and I am from 8 to 9, but still on every other Thursday. And I'll still be here, kicking it, playing post-rock, and trying to pass the time. As you do. It's very, the weather is very Vancouver outside. If you're not by a window, don't be in a rush to be by a window because it's a glimpse of what our next, like, 6 months is going to be like. So it's not super fun. It's also dark now. Like, when did it start getting dark at, like, 6:30? The seasons change and they change very fast. But I guess that's just part of the world that we live in. I've got some post-rock to play today. I hope you like it. I like it. And, I would like to share it with you. And I would like to start us off with a band called Toe. They're Japanese and they're super cool. This song is called You Go. Thank you. That was Toe playing the song You Go. And I was reading, I was going to say in the news, but that would be lying. I was reading on Facebook that a police officer recently came out on his deathbed saying that he was paid, I believe, $1 million to fake his own, or to help fake Tupac's death. So the thing that I love about this story, so for those of you who don't know, Tupac's a rapper, he's a famous rapper. He's disappeared, and there's a question of whether or not he's dead or whether he was murdered. It's a hazy thing. And the thing that I love about this story is here's a guy that's come out and said that he was paid to help fake Tupac's death. And so that means either one of two things. Here's a cop who just wanted to take credit for, like, and help keep the dream alive that Tupac isn't real or isn't really dead. And that's not true at all. And this guy's just making it up and that's hilarious. Or Tupac is like sitting somewhere, probably in like, maybe in Canada, or like Cuba or something. And he gets this news and he's like, damn it, that guy, he's spilling the beans. So anyway, either way, that's fun. So Tupac, maybe he's still alive. Maybe he's dead. We don't know. Maybe we'll find out someday soon. With that, then I'll just move on and play a song by the band Esmarine. The song is off their album Dalmac. And the song is called White Pine. I hope you enjoy it. It's a bit different, but I think it's cool, so hopefully you like it too. This is White Pine by Esmarine. Thank you. We just heard White Pine by Esmerine off their album Dalmac. And Esmerine is a pretty interesting band. They're a nice bit of CanCon if you're keeping score. I know I am. I hate it when that happens. I'm just getting sorted. We got a lot going on right now with the new time spot and everything, and also with it happens to be SoCan week, so that's always a bit of a flurry. And also we've launched a new DJ Land, which is where we put all of our music, keep the music records. So there's a lot of new stuff, and I'm just trying to keep it all together. And I'm doing my best. So when music starts a little early, that is just a thing that's going to happen. Also, if you're catching a bit of feedback on the songs, I don't know if that's my end or your end. That's something that's going on with the aux cable, so I'll try and sort that out too. What else? School's back at UBC, which is crazy. It absolutely flooded with people. It's like, where did they all come from? I was working here over the summer, and so it's super quiet all summer, and then one day it just gets really, really busy. And it stays busy, and there's people everywhere, and it's crazy. Anyway, more on that to come, I'm sure. I have more to complain about, as we'll soon find out. I'd like to play you a song by the band Elsa. The song is Never Come Down, off the album Never Come Down. I hope you enjoy it. That was Elsa playing the song Never Come Down. And just because I feel like mentioning it, I started playing Dungeons & Dragons recently, And I don't know if this is something that you guys have played before or if this is something that you have heard of even. Basically what it is it's like a... I don't want to describe it as a role-playing game because that has a bunch of awful connotations, but it's kind of like... It's like you're in a movie and you get to make decisions and the decisions affect how the movie plays out. And it's a lot of fun. And it's not that nerdy and get off my back. And I'm... So what if I'm a second-level druid of the Circle of the Moon? And if that's... aux cable killing me. It's good that I'm Circle of the Moon Clan because it means that I get to be in, I get to transform into an animal of challenge rating 1, which is kind of a big deal. Normally you don't get to transform into challenge rating 1 until you're a level 8 druid. So I'm enjoying it, and that's kind of what's going on in my life right now. I also, I don't know why this is, maybe you find this interesting. If you find my life interesting, maybe you have a shrine of me. Maybe you're waiting for a lock of my hair. I'm growing it as fast as I can. I don't know if it's lock length, but, what I'm trying to say is I'm starting to doing co-op right now. And so I've been working at UBC for, the past 5 months. And I'm going to finish up in December, and then I'm looking for a job somewhere else to get some work experience doing the co-op thing. And I'm getting flooded with interviews, which feels really great. And the thing that I like about interviews is that they're a lot like, it's like a first date because you have a short amount of time to prove your value to someone and like show them why they want to date you and why they want to consider a long-term relationship. And most things, interviews like dates, I'm much more comfortable without my pants on, which is great because the first interview that I have one tomorrow, it's a phone interview, so they have no idea. So I might just do it without pants on. I was going to do a no pants broadcast tonight, but there are way too many people around. It was different at the old sub when you had like a weird hour and like you could kind of just like be doing your own thing, but there's like 10 people here. And I feel like 10 people is too high a number of people to explain why I'm not wearing pants. But, you know, maybe that's something I'll work on. So we're chugging along through the music. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's a very sped up hour because I have an hour and a half of my normal content to fit into an hour. And it's only every other week, which is a bit of a bummer. While I've said that, there's also 50 podcasts. This is the 51st installment of The Spice of Life. There are 50 previous episodes on that you can listen to in podcast form on CITR.ca. So if your life isn't spicy enough and you want to spice up your life, then you could listen to some Spice of Life. There's a lot of weird stuff in the archives. So happy searching. And I wouldn't recommend listening to too many in one sitting because it's not good for your health. I tried it once and I had to call my doctor because it was lasting more than 4 hours. It's just don't do it. Like spread it out. Maybe listen to it while you're at work or cooking or when you go antiquing. It's great for lawn bowling, but not really for doing your dishes. It's okay for cleaning, but better for doing your laundry. Don't do it while you clean your bathroom, though. That's a bad idea. I have a song that I'd like to play next, and I have to play some of the, like, a priority ad and a show promo. And I recently recorded a show promo for this show, and I would like to play that show promo for two reasons. First of all, because it's new, and I'd like to see how it sounds. And second of all, because it would be me playing the show promo for the show that you're listening on the show, and I think that's funny. And third of all, because that's the kind of guy I am, and I spend like maybe 3 minutes a day looking at myself in the mirror, so it's only fitting to play my own show promo on the show. So we're going to hear that, and then we're going to hear Les Marionnettes Analogue by the band Ferris Wheel off their album Un Peu au Nord et Sans Distortion. So stay tuned for that, and stay tuned for whatever else I got going on after whatever this is right now. So adds the Les Marionnettes Analogue, and then I'll be back. So see you on the other side.
Obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Tune in every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. for the spice of life. The spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness. The spice of life brings you a variety of post-rock, shoegaze, math rock, and anything else that progresses. Join host Ben Life as he meanders whimsically through whatever comes to mind on the walk to CITR.
We just heard Les Marionnettes Analogues by the band Ferris Wheel. And that was really disconcerting because that was not the ad that I made for the show. That was some... I'm sure they're on the show, so I don't want to be too critical. And so I mean this sort of as a compliment. But it sounds like Matthew McConaughey made me an ad for my show that I didn't know existed, but that was already in there. So now people have been, like, hearing the ad that was like, Spice extends life. Listen to Spice. And so that was kind of weird to see that there and then not the ad that I had made. But I found the ad that I had made. It took some digging, and I vastly prefer it. Again, the mirror thing, but also because I think I captured it a bit better. So I'm going to play that again because we haven't heard enough ads yet, and also because this is the ad that I played, and then also because I promised my mom I would play it because I mentioned it but then didn't have it with me when we spoke recently because I thought I put it on my flash drive, but I didn't put it on my flash drive. I just put it here. So I have it here, and I hope it sounds the way I wanted it to sound and is not actually Matthew McConaughey again. Because if it's Matthew McConaughey again, that's going to be crazy. As a side note before I play it, I really should get Matthew McConaughey to record an ad for me. That would be really cool. And then just not mention at all that it's from Matthew McConaughey. Maybe one day. Dream big. Because then you'll land among the stars. So this is the ad that I was hoping to play originally. Here we go.
The spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness. The spice is vital to space travel.
The Spice of Life is CITR's weirdest post-rock-based show. We play post-rock and talk about whatever stuff is on my mind. Guests include my mom, George Takei Soundboard, Steven, author of The Heaviest Cat, and any of my friends that couldn't find something better to do. Tune into my mom's favorite radio show, The Spice of Life, from 8 to 9 p.m. alternating Thursdays on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I hope you enjoyed that more. That I worked kind of hard on that, so I hope that turned out as well as I wanted it to. What do you think, George Takei Soundboard?
George Takei here.
How are things?
How have you been?
I've been doing really well. I hope that you've been doing well too.
Oh, great.
Good, that's good to hear.
You won't believe what I just heard.
Did you hear about the Tupac thing too? Is that real? This is totally a different soundboard. There is some weird stuff here.
Could you get me some hot water?
I'm not sure why that exists.
Now, don't get all worked up over it.
Well, I don't see what that has to do with anything.
I grew up in Arkansas.
Okay.
Let me think about this. I'll call you back in an hour.
Okay. Yeah, there's some, like, super not okay stuff on that soundboard, which is the soundboard that I know. There's one, anyway, I'm getting off track, as I'm wont to do. Here it is.
Magnificent.
Nice.
Vivacity.
I think that's my favorite.
Boston Legal.
Nice.
Bill Shatner.
William Shatner, you a good friend of his?
Bill Shatner.
Yeah, Bill Shatner. You call him Bill?
Bill.
Okay. Can I call you Artie?
Artie.
George Takei, I don't know why I would call you Artie. Anyway, again, we descend into madness. I would like to play for you another song while I have the chance, because it only comes around once a fortnight. The Fortnightly show. No, that's silly. Anyway, I would like to play the song Ra Patara Dance by the band The World is a Beautiful Place and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die off their new album Harmlessness. And I hope you enjoy this song because I do, and their cool band, Harmlessness, just came out 2 nights ago. So that's pretty exciting. It was exciting. I really enjoyed the album, and I wanted to share just a little piece of it with you. So I hope you enjoy the song. Again, that's Ra Patara Dance by The World is a Beautiful Place, and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die. Here we go.
Thank you.
On Saturday, September 26th, Seattle indie rock band Chastity Belt are playing at the Biltmore Cabaret with guests Le Chaussette and Strange Wilds. Chastity Belt is on tour to support their new album, Time to Go Home, on Harley Art Records. This is an early show. Doors at 7 p.m., curfew at 11 p.m. Tickets are $12 in advance and available online at ticketweb.ca. Tickets are also available at Red Cat Records and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine,
I walk the line. We just heard Ra Patera Dance by the band The World is a Beautiful Place, and I am no longer afraid to die. And I would like to tell you a joke that my girlfriend Nicole texted me this afternoon while I was at work. And it is prefaced by, so she's taking a German film class because she likes Germans and wants to see what their movies are about, which I think is fantastic. And you just get this text at precisely 3:53 p.m. today, and it just says, okay, so think of a German accent, then read this, and then she linked me a joke, so I'm going to do my absolute worst German accent and then try and read the joke, and hopefully it's still funny. A brain and a set of jumper cables walk into a bar. The brain asks the bartender if he could get them a drink. The bartender replies, no. So the brain asks, why? The bartender answers, because you're out of your head and your friend over there is trying to start something. I don't know what that was. That wasn't German. I'm sorry you had to hear that. But anyway, that was a nice joke, and I hope I didn't butcher it too aggressively. It got me in the giggles earlier. So, at precisely 3:53. So, we are just chugging along. The time now is 8:42. I don't know what you're doing at 8:42 that involves you being in the car, or maybe you're listening to the show on your computer, in which case, thanks for listening to the show at all. I know when I'm driving around, I'll flick on CITR and see what's going on. But it's nice of you to spend your hour, or at least 3 minutes before you realize that the show is really crazy and weird and not going anywhere fast, and then you turn it off. But we'll always have those 3 minutes together. I'll never forget you. We'll just move right on ahead then with a song by the band The Calm Blue Sea. The song is called Man of Dangerous Dreams, and I hope you like this song. I really like The Calm Blue Sea. Here we go, Man of Dangerous Dreams. Thank you. I finally discovered what Tupac and particle physics have in common. You see, now Tupac has become Schrodinger's cat, because whether he lives or doesn't, it's still funny. I realize that's a weak connection to particle physics, but it's all I could do on short notice, and I didn't have any scrap paper. That was The Calm Blue Sea playing the song Man of Dangerous Dreams. Perhaps that song was written about Tupac. We'll never know. Up next, I would like to play a song by the band Code One. The song is called A Depiction of Mountains. And I, as always, I hope you enjoy it. I realize that I've been saying that a lot, and I'm not out to get a catchphrase, because people with catchphrases are either two-dimensional or cartoon characters, which I guess would make them two-dimensional as well. This song is called A Depiction of Mountains. It's by the band Code One. Here it comes.
Thank you.
We just heard a depiction of mountains by Code One. When I first read that song, I honestly thought it was called Decepticon of Mountains, and I thought, what a weird title for a song. But then again, it's post-rock, so anything goes. We're running out of time, which is a shame. Our time has been cut short. I feel a bit like maybe the Russians when Napoleon invaded them. I don't really know enough history to come up with a good analogy for what I'm feeling, but that's okay. Anyway, we're running out of time. I still have one more song that I hope to play for you before I go. And as a parting thought, I was trying to think of whether or not I should do my phone interview tomorrow in a weird accent. Now I know you're going to say just don't do it, but think about how fun it would be to go to a phone interview as Kermit the Frog. Well, you see, I'm really interested in your company, and I think I'm very qualified. Or maybe Sean Connery. As you can see, I'm very well qualified for this position, and I would very much like to discuss the projects you have in mind for me to work on. All of this sounds very interesting. And I'm trying to think on the spot of other accents that I can do. I know German's out, because I'm not even going to try that again, because I don't know where that came from. It just kind of, it's one of those things that just kind of goes, like, in one ear, and, like, it's in your brain just very transiently, and then it's gone forever. It's never to be repeated again. So with that, then, that's all I really wanted to say about that, I guess. So, up next is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with Ben, another Ben, so stay tuned for that, because there's one thing that I know on this world, on this green earth, and that is that people with the name of Ben are, by and large, pretty all right guys. So, you should stay tuned for that. I don't want to spoil anything, but there's been some pitter-patter around and some setting up of stands, so there could be some something-somethings, if you know what I mean, if you stick around. So anyway, it's been a pleasure. This has been The Spice of Life, trying to spice up your life, spicing up my life. Of course, it looks good on a resume. That's not why I do it, though. I found that out afterwards. I was like, oh, yeah, that. Look at me. Look at how diverse I am. Great. And I'll be back here next Thursday, a fortnight away from 8 to 9. You can hit me up on Facebook at The Spice of Life, CITR 101.9 FM, podcasts on CITR.ca, and if you want to get in touch, you could check out my SoundCloud. Check out my SoundCloud. I'm a producer. Yo, check out my SoundCloud. So hit me up on SoundCloud. With that, then, that's all I wanted to say about that. I don't actually have a SoundCloud. That's not true. I do, but that's a weird story. Anyway, last song I'd like to play for you today. It's probably gonna get cut off, but that's cool. It's by the band Pelican. The song is Aurora Borealis off the album The Fire in Our Throats Will Beckon the Thaw. So here comes some Pelican, Aurora Borealis. And thanks for listening, and I will see you next fortnight.